Hey everybody, welcome up. Welcome to the Speak Up table. We have a full slate for you today. First up is Mike Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk, and he's here to make sure we understand the options that will be before some of the voters in our county for the upcoming election on March 9th. He has all the deadlines coming for registration and ballots, so you want to make sure you stay tuned for that. And then another friend at Speak Up is Pastor Ken Lawrence. And you know, it seems that whether you are a person of faith in Christ or not, there's a lot of misunderstanding about this season that we call Lent. So we thought it would be interesting to do a segment teaching what it's all about. What is the meaning and the purpose of Lent? So we're going to get right to it after these messages.
Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty is locally owned and operated, and now with two locations, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street, to better serve the community. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home in 2021, think local. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty for a free market analysis today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty, on the South Hill in Bonners Ferry and downtown on Main Street. Coldwell Banker. That's the power of blue.
Bonners Ferry Pupuseria is a new restaurant in downtown Bonners Ferry, across from the post office. Elva serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free corn flour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. She also has chicken and pork tamales. Jay serves a great American menu. Macaroni salad, BLTs, guacamole and chips, steak burritos, garlic goat cheese lamb burgers, rice pudding, and more. All at Bonners Ferry Pupuseria in downtown Bonners Ferry, across from the post office.
Hi, this is Shane from North Auto Collision in Bonners Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Auto Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, here we are with Mike Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk, and under his purview of many things that he takes care of is elections. So, Mike, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you for the invite.
Who knew that there was election coming up on March 9th? I guess that we need to say it doesn't affect the Lake Pend'Oreille School District, but there are school districts in our listening audience that are affected. Tell us about that.
Right, so the West side of our county does have an election. West Bonner County School District does, and Lakeland. Lakeland is down south, mainly in Kootenai County, but there are a few voters in Lakeland that live in Bonner County. Mm-hmm. So those are the two that have an election coming up in March.
Is this a supplemental election for their school districts?
It is.
And why are we not having one in Lake Ponderay? I think that we have a permanent supplemental. Is that correct?
Yes. 2 years ago, Lake Ponderay ran, and they were eligible to run, a permanent override levy, and they did that, and they passed.
Yeah. So we don't have this annual or semi-annual?
They won't need to unless their operating expenses increase to the point where they would need to do that again and raise that.
Okay. However, Lakeland School District and the West Bonner County School District do not have a permanent levy in place, and so here they are coming to their voters to ask. What do our listeners need to know about this? Let's start with some of the deadlines that are coming for, like, registration.
Sure. Registration is actually passed. So you can, if you have not yet registered to be a voter in Bonner County and you want to vote in this election, you live in those two school districts, you can always register on election day, but the early registration date has passed.
Okay, so it's important to know. And they can register right there where they go to mark the ballot, the polling places that they can go to and register?
They can. We also have early voting going on at the county building right now through next Friday at 5 o'clock, and they can register and vote at the county building right now.
Oh, excellent.
So if you're heading out of town and this is an important issue for you to vote on, feel free to come on in between 9 and 5 now through next Friday. Obviously not on the weekends, but now through next Friday at 5 o'clock, and you can register and vote.
All right. So doing 9 and 5 right here at the federal building.
Yes.
Well, I still call it the federal building. Does it have a new name?
I don't know.
Probably the county building.
The county building
works. It's Mike's building.
There you go. I'll take that.
We'll give it to you. Right here on Highway 2, going toward Dover. And so that's the early voting. They can go in and register and vote.
Yes.
All right. If they don't want to do that, they can wait until March the 9th.
Yes.
And go to their regular polling places or come here.
Yes.
To the building.
No, that's not correct.
Oh.
On election day, only the polling places are open. So they would go to their regular polling place.
Okay.
And vote. Kelso, we actually declared that a mail ballot only precinct for this election. There are only 28 eligible voters in Kelso. Last election for a levy issue, only 6 voted. So to save county tax dollars, we declared that a mail ballot only precinct. And so we've already mailed their ballots to them. And those that wish to vote can fill those out. It's just like an absentee ballot. They'll sign the affidavit on the back and get those back. So all the precincts that normally are involved with those school districts are open, except for Kelso.
Oh, okay. So Kelso received essentially all of them, all voters, all registered voters?
All registered voters who live within the Lakeland School District, and there are only 28.
Oh, okay.
There are hundreds of people in Kelso, but only 28 live in the Lakeland School District.
Ask.
The rest are Lake Ponderay.
Okay. So, yeah, this is a kind of a limited but very important election for these voters and these, hello, taxpayers. You're voting your school and your kids and your wallet. It's a lot to think about. Where can our listeners who are eligible to vote in this election get information on what the issues are, like how much money, what it's going to cost them?
Yeah, so we have it on our website, our BonnerCountyID.gov. If you go to the top, there's a on the top menu, there's a voter information. You click on that, and it takes you to our voter page. And there are two ballot sample ballots. You can click on that, so it'll tell you everything you need to know on those sample ballots, how much it is, for how long, what that means to you for $100,000 taxable property value. They both go for 2 years, but that's a great place. On that page, you can also request an absentee ballot, and that's actually something to talk about right now. Absentee ballots have to be requested each year anew. So those tens of thousands that requested them last year because they had to are not currently registered as for an absentee ballot. So if you want to receive an absentee ballot, you can do so online, or you can call our office and we'll mail you a form, but you have to redo it every January.
I did not know that.
Yep.
I registered for an absentee ballot last year. I'm pretty sure I did. And because I know I voted. How soon we forget is, I don't know, let's not go there. Anyway, so every January we have to renew our absent ballot. And then at that point, it's automatic. For any election coming up, we get an absentee ballot.
You pick. Actually, there are four possible election slots plus a special election. And you can say you want everything or just a specific one. So if you're going to Florida, say, for 2 weeks, and you know you're going to be gone for that particular election, you can ask to be receive an absentee ballot for that one, but you want to vote at your regular polling place for the rest of them. So you can indicate which one specifically you want an absentee ballot for.
That is such a good information. So we have to renew our absentee ballot request. We renew them specific to the upcoming elections, and those are all listed there for us to know. The upcoming elections for 2021.
21 year will be, you'll have four boxes plus a fifth box that says special. So if there's a special out of the ordinary election for some crazy reason, you can just say everything. If you're
okay, so there might not be a special election this year, but it's just there
right
in case one comes along.
Right, and there's not always an election in March or August, but
right,
there can be. So you can just say everything, and if there's an election, you'll get the ballot.
Awesome. All right, so we go to bonnercountyid.gov, and what are we looking for? What tab are we looking for to get the sample ballots and to register?
Right, the homepage is a beautiful picture of Lake Ponderay, and at the very top, there's a little menu that says voter information. If you click on that, that takes you straight to the election page, and that page has all the information right in front of you. You don't have to click anywhere else. You can, it's a Lakeland School ballot sample or the West Bonner County School District sample. Those are all right there for you to access.
Excellent. And print out if you
yep
want to print it and talk it over with your family or talk it over with your friends. And what about then the renewal of our absentee ballot request? Is that at the same tab?
It is. Actually, so on that page, on the left-hand side, there's a menu bar, and the top one is absentee request. So you click on that, and that takes you to idahovotes.gov. You don't have to worry about that address. It'll take you straight there, and there's information, and you would actually go and request that online. So you'll need your name and your driver's license, that kind of thing.
You know, I actually remember now that you talk about hitting that tab and it takes you directly to this absentee ballot at the state.
Yes.
And I did that last year, and I did it online. And I think I told you when last we spoke, it was excellent. It was so smooth. It was so fast. It's like it knew me already. It acknowledged me and registered me.
And that was an interesting thing with last year. A lot of people did that, or they filled out the postcards that the Secretary of State sent out, and they forgot they did. And then in November, they were upset that they got an absentee ballot, but actually they did request it. But
yeah,
this year, everybody has to do it anew. So
it's
unless you
new
requested it this year, you should not be getting one, unless you live in Kelso.
Unless you live in Kelso.
Yes.
Kelso, you guys are so lucky. Those of you in Kelso that are in the Lakeland School District, you 28 people.
Those 28
are
magic
very
people.
Very fortunate.
Right.
Yeah, so we need to be renewed and refreshed here at bonnercountyid.gov. Go to voter information and you can get a lot of detail that we're not going to get to today. All right, I also want to, okay, so just to repeat, Mike, that for our Lake Ponderay School District people, they are not in this March 9th election. Supplemental levies already covered for them. But tell us again the two districts and the people that need to have a heads up. They need to be a part of this.
Right. All of Lake Ponderay School District people do not have an election in March. They can stay home. But everybody in West Bonner County School District and Lakeland School District does have an election. If you live in Kelso and you're in the Lakeland School District, we're going to mail your ballot to you. If you're in the Lakeland School District and you live in the Edgemere precinct, you would vote as normal at your Edgemere precinct.
Okay, excellent. All right, I think we can turn our attention to May 18th. I'll let you all know Mike's going to be back a couple of weeks before the next election, which is coming May 18th. But give us a heads up on that. What's coming our way for all voters, it feels like almost all voters, on May 18.
Right. If you feel left out in March, you'll get a chance to vote in May. Everybody has an election in May. All the polling places, all the precincts have an election in May. And we have a hospital board, which covers everybody. So that alone covers basically the entire county. Library districts, water sewer districts, and recreational water sewer districts. So that covers everybody. Everybody will have something to vote on.
Are we voting on people or money or both?
Well, it can be both. Mainly people, trustees. That's the primary thing.
Okay. And so, again, what about early voting? Do you have those? Do we even want to go into that kind of detail? Certainly absentee ballots. There's no time like the present to go. If you want absentee ballots for like this May 18, you need to go to that website that Mike has been talking about and get registered. Yes.
Right. But the as far as early ballots in May, we will also do that for early voting. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks before the election, the Monday 2 weeks before to the Friday before the election, we will have early voting.
Okay.
9 to 5 in the administration building.
Okay. So that would be early voting and registration if you aren't registered.
Correct.
Yep. And then on the day, May 18th, at their designated polling places, they could register.
Yes.
And vote.
They can do everything there,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Or you can just take care of it this afternoon.
You can.
You know, just go ahead and get registered and get your absentee ballot, unless you like to go in and get a cookie, you know.
Right.
All the poll workers. What if somebody out there wants to volunteer for your crew? You have the most amazing crew of poll workers, and I just always testified they are so professional yet friendly. I think I've told you the story already. I thought I would just not do my absentee ballot. This is several years ago. I just won't do it. I'll just go down and vote. They would not let me vote because the record showed that I had an absentee ballot. So I had to bring that absentee ballot in and destroy it, or they destroyed it, and then I could vote. They yep. were adamant. And every one of those ladies were friends of mine, neighbors
Good
of
for
mine.
For them. I'm proud of
they
them.
They knew me. They Perfect. Knew I wasn't going to double vote. Anyway, yeah, I was proud of them too. I'm like, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, I want everybody to know, in Bonner County, you know, with the poll workers, both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, try so hard to get it right. They really want to do a perfect job, and I have total faith in them. They really try hard.
Yeah. Well, they get that from you and the rest of your team on your staff that teach them
staff.
That and all of that. So do you need volunteers? Do you need somebody to call your office today and say, you know, I'd like to be a part of that, I'd like to serve?
You know, we had a huge amount of volunteers for November because of all the PPEs, all the standing in lines, wiping stuff down. And we're still going to be careful this election, but we have a bunch of in the roster now, so we're set for that.
Okay.
One thing I do want to say, if you do register, request an absentee ballot, we have to receive that by February 26th at 5 o'clock. So if you are going to request it, go online right now and do it, and the next morning we'll get that update from the Secretary of State's office. Or you can download it and print it and just email that to us, scan it and email it to us. But we have to receive that by the 26th.
Of February. That's like coming up this weekend or
it is.
Something.
Yep.
Is that for the March
yes.
or is that for May also?
Just for March.
Just for March. All right. So that's a really important deadline. For the March folks. But well, May, we've got a little bit more time, but not much, probably.
Right. Well, the reason that deadline is so soon is we have to get it, then we have to process it, then we have to mail it to you. You have to receive it, then you have to fill it out, and then you mail it back. And if we wait any further into the election cycle, we just run out of time. And
right.
so you'll get your ballot back to us after the election's over at 8 o'clock on election night, and we cannot count it.
Right.
So that's...
Right. I think we've got time for this, and this is a question you might not have anticipated, but I think our listeners need to understand there's a big difference between absentee ballot and then this whole controversy that continues to go on about mail-in voting.
Yes.
Explain what the difference is.
Absentee ballots are ones that you request as a voter. So you request an absentee ballot, you sign a request for it, and we check your signature based on your registration card that we have in file. And then we mail it out to you, and when you fill it out and send it back, you have to sign the affidavit envelope on the back. Once again, we compare your signature. There's a barcode with your name that we want, and instantly your signature pops up and we compare the two. If they are not, if you can tell it's not the same person, we can try to contact you and say, did you have a stroke? Is something wrong? But if we can't contact you and clarify that, we cannot count your vote. The mail precincts only, they send a ballot to everybody no matter what. And there's different degrees of signature checking, and I don't know, but Idaho doesn't have that. But I've heard horror stories. Yeah. And I can't really comment because we don't do it. But it's very different in that you have to request it, and you request it with your signature, too.
Yeah. You know, I think the confusion comes because we mail in the absentee ballot. It's mailed to us. We mail it back in. So when people hear, oh, mail-in voting, what's wrong with that? No, there is something very different. And that's what all this controversy has been about, not to open up Pandora's box and to say one way or the other. But there were mail-in ballots that did not have signatures. There were mail-in ballots that came in late. There were mail-in ballots that were just all over the board, and they all got counted.
Right. Well, technically, yeah, you could call Kelso a mail-in ballot situation for those 28 people, because yes, we are affirmatively mailing ballots to them and they didn't request them. But that's the only way we can be sure they get them.
Right.
When they come back, we will check their signatures just like we do all absentee requests coming back in.
And it's only 28 people, not, you know, like 500,000 or 22 million or
whatever.
The
last election, only six of them voted. So it's a very small turnout.
Come on, Kelso.
That's right.
Come on. You know, democracy, in our republic, it's a participatory sport. You got to get in there and vote. We encourage everyone, all of you, to register, to sign up for absentee ballots if that's what you want to do, and certainly get out and vote one way or the other. Make your voice heard. It is so important. Do you have anything else for us today, Mike, that we need to know that you want us to focus in on?
No, other than please do vote. Well, there is actually. West Priest River and East Priest River are both voting in the Veterans Hall on 113 Larch. So we moved that because City Hall was getting a little crowded. We're going to move it probably later in the year, but I'm not going to talk about that to confuse it. We have a couple of options right now, but just so that you know, if you live in West Priest River and East Priest River, you both are going to be voting in the VFW Hall on 113 Larch.
All right. Excellent. So everybody gets to vote together.
Yes.
I like it. All right, Mike Rosedale, you are the best. Thank you for taking care of us, taking care of our elections, keeping it all straight.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. All right, everybody, stay right where you are, because Pastor Ken Lawrence is coming your way right now. We're going to talk about Lent. We're going to fill you in. You don't want to miss it.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And this is Eve.
From Knutson Chevrolet. Come in now for Knutson Chevrolet's 28 Days of Saving. You can get a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 for only $38,775. Hurry, we only have one at this price.
Or a new 2021 Chevy Equinox All-Wheel Drive for only $22,997. We have eight at this price. That's 23% off MSRP. Bins are posted in our showroom. Prices are plus tax and fees after rebate. You must own a 2007 or newer non-GM product to qualify. Offers expire March 1st.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership, putting customer service above all else.
Schedule your at-home test drive at Knutson.com and purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene and just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Now is the time to gear up and get those spring projects together. Let Thick and Thin Beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you. Spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel or desktop, or beams up to 44 feet long. Just about anything you can dream up, the guys at TNT can help design. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all of your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive prices, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out their website, tntbeams.com.
Hi there. It's time for the Les Schwab Founders Celebration Sale. We've traveled a lot of roads since 1952, but our focus on helping keep you and your family safe has never changed.
During the Les Schwab Founders Celebration Sale, save up to $150 when you bundle select tires and brakes. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Limited time offer while supplies last. Discount applies to a set of four select tires and depends on tire size and type. Cannot combine with other offers. Details at leschwab.com.
The Pet Patrol and Trading Post can now be found at our website, NorthIdahoRadio.com. If you have lost or have found an animal, just log on to NorthIdahoRadio.com and click on the Pet Patrol tab. The Trading Post, brought to you by Co-op Gas and Supply, is also available to view and post on our web outlet. The Pet Patrol and Trading Post, a service of North Idaho's radio, KSPT-KBFI, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
A lot of things feel out of control these days, so it's time you pick your battles. Skip playing referee in the morning. Skip laundry this week. Skip game limits today. Skip cooking tonight. New realities require new routines, and it's okay to skip some of the old ones. But don't skip your preteen's well visits and recommended and catch-up vaccinations. A public service announcement from Vaccinate Your Family in collaboration with Merck.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, everybody, here we are back at the Speak Up table. We just completed our conversation with Bonner County Clerk Mike Rosedale, who's in charge of elections. And if you missed any part of that discussion, there was a lot of good information there. You've got two options. First, you can find an archived recording of the interview at NorthIdahoRadio.com and then go forward, navigate to the Speak Up option. And you can also gather information on your own at BonnerCountyID.gov and go to the Elections Department voter information and you'll find. So here we are now. Pastor Ken Lawrence, thank you for being here. Welcome in.
Thank you. It's good to be with you today.
It's good to have you here. You know, if you guys don't know it, Pastor Ken has been here at the Speak Up table many times over the years and has blessed us every time. In our topic is Lent, and in thinking about that, it occurred to me that not every Protestant denomination, honors Lent or goes through any kind of a Lent thing. It's more of a Catholic church or an Eastern Orthodox church, but there are other churches, the Methodist Church, the Presbyterian mm-hmm. Church, some of them, not all of them as a group, mm-hmm. they go through a Lent season. So I thought, well, you know, what do we really know about Lent? So let's begin with what is the timeline on Lent, Ken? When does it begin and when does it end?
So it began on Ash Wednesday, which was this past Wednesday, and goes until
Monday, Thursday.
Monday, Thursday, yeah. Which would be just before the Resurrection Sunday, mm-hmm. and what the secular society would call Easter.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's if you're counting actual calendar days on any given year, it might be 40, it might be 41, 42. It can be it ends on the Thursday before what, you know, we call Good Friday,
yes.
or the Friday that Christ was crucified, and then Saturday, and then Resurrection Sunday. It's finished that Thursday before Holy Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the 40 days. There's a meaningfulness to the fasting of Lent mm-hmm. and this 40 days of fasting. Help us understand how that relates to the Bible.
Well, it's a time of preparation, I think, for realizing that the resurrection is really the key to Christianity. There are a lot of important things. Christmas, the birth of Christ, people celebrate Christmas, but it's actually this time of preparation for the key resurrection. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning at verse 12, tell me this, since we preach that Christ rose from the dead, why are some of you saying there will be no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless. And there are a lot of people that think that's true, that it's all useless and our faith is useless. But we who know the resurrected Christ, we are people who are rejoicing and giving thanks every day. And this 40 days before this time is a time of rejoicing and praise and preparation. And so we want to move into that in faith.
Exactly. It's just, you know, whether it's 40 days or whatever length of time, as an individual that you want to do, it's just to prepare yourself and to think about how this is the most important celebration, the most important time on the Christian calendar. Mm-hmm. And as you said, you know, Christmas is a lot of fun, and Christmas is good, and Christmas is the birth of Christ. But Easter, as we call it, mm-hmm. Easter or mm-hmm. Resurrection Sunday. And, you know, the scripture you read, Ken, I love that because in one way of looking at it, Paul is saying, if we only had Christ in this life, mm-hmm. well, that would be great. Mm-hmm. We'd have this blessing and this time, and maybe you believe you have provision and protection. But there's nothing then after that.
That's right.
It's the end of it in this life. Mm-hmm. And the reason that Resurrection Sunday is so important is because not only do we have Christ in this life, the promise that every Christian stands on is that we will have him for eternity.
That's right.
In the next life. And without that, right. He would say, well, you know, okay, it's good, but it's not that good. Mm-hmm. We need resurrection.
That's true.
Yeah, that's exactly. True. What do you think about the idea that the 40 days, the fasting during Lent is, I hit my microphone. That's because I'm part Italian. I always use my hands when I talk. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that the 40 days of Lent and fasting corresponds to the 40 days that Christ fasted in the desert. Mm. And that there's a really, that's how fasting for that number of days got into mm-hmm. the Lent. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
I think it does. I'm not an authority, and I think we discussed the fact that I wasn't the greatest authority on the subject, but I have read and I've listened to people through my lifetime that have taught different things. I think there are a lot of theories connected with Christianity that aren't based just on scripture. And so we can say, yes, Jesus, you know, did that for 40 days. It's not so as important to think about what it exactly was as it is to let your heart get involved in the reality of the preparation time. What a beautiful time to take this little more than a month and seek God in a special way. Mm-hmm. No matter what church background you might be a part of, that you would seek the Lord and maybe spend more time in prayer, more time in the Word. It's a good time to study not only the Lenten season, but the resurrection of Christ. Mm-hmm. And of course, we know the death and burial are important. Mm-hmm. He couldn't have been resurrected if he didn't die first.
Exactly.
But the important thing is that we take a hold of the whole picture by faith. And so to take 40 days or any number of days and just seek the Lord with your whole heart.
Right, really reflect mm-hmm, and prepare your mm-hmm. heart. And the other reason I wanted to do this, you know, we're talking to so many different people right now. We're talking to believers and seekers and people who do not have and share this faith. They've been through kind of a decision process and they've decided, no, you know, that's not for me. But really, this could be a time for anyone. If you rejected Christ when you were in high school or college, teenager, as a young person, and now you're a mom or a dad, and you know, you've got other things you're thinking about, this might be a time that you would want to reconsider, reseek, you know, and just ask a few questions. The thing that I love so much about my walk with the Lord is that He's given me great curiosity. And I know that's the way I came to Him, because mm-hmm. I just got more curious.
Yes.
And so I just encourage anyone out there that if you're curious about what we're talking about, you know, you don't have to go to church yet. On Sunday, you can just find anyone who's a believer or a pastor on any Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and ask, you know, ask what's going on. I saw someone talking about Lent, and they called it, it's not a one-day event. And there was something about that that I really liked, because it mirrors what you were saying, this time, just take some mm-hmm. time and seek God a little bit more. Read through all of the mm-hmm. passages about that Holy Week, mm-hmm. starting with Palm Sunday
right.
and coming in mm-hmm. and the palm and the donkey and mm-hmm. and all the way through to Resurrection Sunday. It's just so, so very good. All right, everybody, I hope that you're enjoying this conversation, and we are going to take a break, and we have more for you when we come back.
Hello, this is Scott.
And Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We have 42 years of combined experience and are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us, or check us out on the web, Albertson Barlow Insurance.
Your favorite Tuesday tradition is here with Bi-Mart's Lucky Number Tuesday. With six items available to win or buy and many winners at every store, you won't want to miss out. This week, win an RCA HD LED TV or buy it for $10 off our Tuesday-only price of $124.88. Plus, thousands more will win a Wow Baking gluten-free cookie pack just by matching their ending number. So be sure to stop in this Tuesday to see if you're a winner. It's Lucky Number Tuesday, only at Bi-Mart.
Idaho's colleges and universities are teaching young people to hate America, promoting socialism and Marxism, dividing us, and portraying Idahoans as racists. They're attacking law enforcement, the Second Amendment, and free speech, and pushing a cancel culture that threatens all of us. It's time to take a stand, and time for Idaho to become the first state to stop leftist indoctrination on college campuses. Because when Idaho leads, other states will follow. Will it work? We say yes. We're Idaho Freedom Action. We're fighting to defend freedom and preserve our Idaho way of life, and stopping leftist indoctrination in our state colleges is the first step. It's time to get the ball rolling. Demand your state elected officials defund leftist indoctrination in Idaho's colleges. Visit fixidahocolleges.com and get involved. Sign the petition demanding Idaho lawmakers act now. Paid for by Idaho Freedom Action. fixidahocolleges.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Come see us this month. Take advantage of our low-price oil changes starting at $19.95. We're offering a coolant flush for $149 or a 4x4 service for $299. Keep your vehicle running great with 10% off all other scheduled maintenance this month. Our certified techs work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call for an appointment at 263-4212. Pierce Auto Center.
When life throws you a curveball, your P1FCU debit account can help keep you moving. P1FCU Perks, powered by Bizing, offers great features like money-saving discounts, cell phone protection, roadside assistance, and cash back. This card saves you money. Does your debit card do that? P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1FCU Preferred debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere, all at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, everybody, here we are at the Speak Up table. I'm glad you're with us. You know, you can find us, any of our archive programs, and all of the archive programs from our noontime local shows are there at NorthIdahoRadio.com, so check it out. It's easy, and it's a lot of fun to listen to these programs. Our guest right now is Pastor Ken Lawrence. He is the pastor emeritus at River of Life Church right here in Sandpoint. And we're talking about Lent. We're talking about Lent because, honestly, Pastor Ken, I think sometimes Catholics, we just don't know that much about Lent. We do it or we don't do it or we're not taught it in our church, in our congregation. And so, but yet we've all heard of it. Mm-hmm. We all know the word and we know what it is. So I think it's interesting to take a look at it. You were reading from Scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, which mm-hmm. is really a key scripture that talks about why this being Easter, Holy Week, Resurrection Sunday is so important. It is the highest importance. It's the top.
I think it is.
It is the top. So share with us again.
Well, in verse 17 of that 1 Corinthians 15, it says, "If Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless, and you are still guilty of your sins." And I read that. That's a different verse than I read earlier, but I read it because it includes the fact that we'd still be guilty of our sins. Mm-hmm. And the whole purpose of Christianity is that we would be set free mm-hmm. from our sins and be brought into real life. In that case, all who have died believing in Christ would be lost. But if our hope is in Christ, only for this life, we're to be pitied, it says. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. He has been raised. He is risen. And he is the first of a great harvest of all who have died. So we put our faith in Jesus, not only because he died for us, but because he rose again, victorious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Indeed, he has risen. Indeed.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the core of Christianity. And Lent then is an opportunity, a season, a time that as an individual or a church or a life group or your family, that you can take extra time as we approach Resurrection Sunday and think about how important it is and think about what it means and read the scriptures. I have here, we had said before, Pastor Ken, that this is not just a Catholic thing. Mm-hmm. Episcopal, some Methodists, some Presbyterians, some Baptists, a Church of England, the Eastern Orthodox. There are a lot of different churches, maybe not as the entire denomination, but some of them. Mm-hmm. Continue to practice Lent, which started in the Catholic Church, and then the Reformation came along, and that's when the Protestant churches walked away from a lot mm-hmm. of, we don't have, they just walked away from a lot that was in the Catholic Church. But this Baptist pastor, he just says the neatest thing, and this really catches it for me, Pastor Ken. He said, "We don't want Easter to be a one-day event. We want people to enjoy the journey to Easter, and that will make it more meaningful and more powerful in their lives." If they've taken the time to meditate on this and think about
that's
it,
right.
Teach your children, teach yourself.
That's right.
You know, what is this?
With any part of Christianity, you want it to be real and not just tradition or I got it from my parents but to know personally and experientially that Jesus Christ died for me,
yeah.
for my sins, and that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead.
Yeah, that's the mm-hmm. nugget of something that I had to come to terms with. You know, I was raised in a small congregational church, and I went to Bible camp and this and that, and I thought I knew what was going on. I did not know. Mm-hmm. I was deceived. Mm-hmm. I was not truly a believer, and I thought, I was a Christian, but that didn't mean it. Mm-hmm. What didn't mean it? And this will be the only part I'll say, when anybody referenced the Easter story to me about Christ on the cross, and he died, and he rose again, my whole thinking was, awesome for Jesus. That's a really good thing. I mean, he, you know, but it didn't have anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
My deal was if I was good enough for my life, I would literally arrive at the cartoon pearly gates with St. Peter there. And if I was good enough, they'd let me in.
Mm-hmm.
But Christ and God and any of this didn't have anything to do with the life I was walking and living. And when I was 12 or even 15 or even 18, I grew up in a really small town, I was a good girl. But as life went on and I considered the reality of my life, it was beginning, that balance was beginning to shift a little bit. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get in. Am I good enough? I mean, it was all about me and all about me doing something rather than understanding that Christ has done it all.
That's right.
And he paid my price for my sins. And that Easter is my story. It's his story. It's my story in him.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, when I finally saw that, it was just, it was a huge breakthrough.
That's right.
And it was beautiful. And that's what you mean when you say you take it into your heart and you believe it in your heart. You experience it. It's not just something that somebody told you, so okay, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like you really get it.
That's right.
And so that's why we're talking about Lent, because this is an opportunity to really get it.
Yes. If you're seeking God during this Lenten season, you're not trying to. The seeking doesn't mean you're trying to earn something.
Exactly.
But you're understanding that he did it all for you, that he paid the price,
right,
that it's his grace. And we are partakers by faith of that grace, which brings us into eternal life, ultimately through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The only way to the Father.
Yeah, exactly. And so back to this whole fasting thing of Lent. You know, on one hand, you can look at fasting very legalistically. Well, you got to fast, and so you decide to give up something. You're going to give up cheese for Lent. But really, the fasting is there. You give up something. It's a sacrifice, and that kind of gets you thinking about what's going
on. Focus.
Your focus changes, you know, as if you give up TV for Lent, all those hours that you might watch TV, just 40 days, it's just a little over a month, you could be teaching your children. You could be studying, you know, and thinking and reflecting. So what are, I love the idea of fasting for a purpose, a good purpose, to seek God. So people think it's always about food, but it isn't, is it?
No, what you mentioned about TV, that would be probably as hard or harder for some people than fasting food. I'm kind of a foodie myself. I enjoy good food when I fast, that's the first thing that comes to my mind probably. But certainly anything that is distracting you from the gospel message of Jesus Christ might be set aside in a special way.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's distracting you is good, whether it's the internet or TV or news or this special kind of food preparation. You always bake your own bread. It takes a lot of time. Give that up, as delicious as it is. Just give up bread for a while. All right. Well, here we are. We're at the end of the program. I thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you for being with us today and talking
great
about
to be
Lent.
With you.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right. And thanks, everybody, for being with us. I hope that you will mark your calendar every Tuesday to be right here with me at the Speak Up table. Next week, Dr. Soren Isparescu is going to be, I call him Dr. Rescue. He has his own program here at the radio station, but I'm going to have him do double duty with me. We're going to talk about what it means to go into a whole food plant-based diet as much as you can, maybe not all the way, and how good it is for your health. We will define whole food. We'll define plant-based. So until then, this is Barbara saying take care and be blessed.